This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
Hello, pumpkin. It's that time of year. The Great Pumpkin Pie has arrived at Frisch's, and it's just as delicious as you remember. With a flaky, made-from-scratch crust and silky, real pumpkin filling, each pie is baked to perfection and ready to enjoy. Or try another delicious fall favorite, our pumpkin spice caramel cake. With layers of ice cream and Frisch's pumpkin spice cake topped with a caramel drizzle. Stop in, call ahead, or pre-order online at Frisch's.com, DoorDash, or Uber Eats. Bring cheer to your holiday table this season with a pumpkin dessert from Frisch's.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life. And ask about our Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
That's enough for a Rebel first down.
Oh, the sounds of high school football are on the air and online.
Snap back to Brogan. He's got the ball outside left tackle. He squirts through. Oh, he's got daylight at the 40. He'll take it to the house. And he does. Touchdown. 53 yards. Fort Loramie was bunched up, tackle to tackle along the line of scrimmage, trying to thwart the running play on fourth and two. And once Brogan Steffi cracked across the line of scrimmage and beat the linebackers, it was see you later. Kickoff to the 13 is dropped. Return by Fort Loramie. Daylight up the middle. Uh-oh! Breaking to the outside, the return man for the Redskins. He breaks the tackle, beats the man at the 30. He is all the way to the end zone for a touchdown.
Woo! That was Hoying.
What a run. Thomas Hoying's kickoff return matches the touchdown run by Brogan Steffi, and we are off and running. A 7-7 deadlock, half the first quarter gone on scoresbroadcast.com.
S-C-O-R-E-S. Scores. One touchdown right after another all night long.
Oh, my goodness. Outside left tackle. It is Spradling with a lot of space down the near sideline. Gets a block at the 40. Goes to the 50. Senior's blue shirts in pursuit. Hopefully there's no marker. Spradling takes it to the house. He goes almost, what, 90 yards, Chuck?
90 yards.
Woo!
Said before the game, and I'll say it again. Zena's got a lot of athletes, but that's the best athlete on the field.
Wow.
Stay tuned for the big high school football game of the week.
Here is the play of the game. It's Zach Osborne over left guard. Meets resistance. Bounces off a tackler. Look at him go. 35, 36, 37. He moves the sticks. First down run by Osborne.
This is Scores Broadcast. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, we're so glad you could join us on this rain-swept night from Fort Loramie. I'm Jack Kramer along with Derek Olding, pitch hitting for Chuck McBee tonight. It's high school football. And it is quite damp and windy here at the Fort Loramie High School Football Stadium as the Spencerville Bearcats come to town. It's Northwest Conference game number 3 for both schools. Fort Loramie 2-3 on the year, and Spencerville is 3-2. Spencerville tackled juggernauts Columbus Grove and Bluffton in its first two conference games the past couple weeks and got clobbered, shut out both games. Meanwhile, Fort Loramie won a 28-21 game over Convoy Crestview and lost a 28-21 heartbreaker last week to Lima Central Catholic. Fort Loramie clearly has played the tougher schedule. The two non-conference games to open the campaign, Minster and Versailles, are much stronger than Spencerville's openers. Spencerville likes to run the football. They'll utilize the wing T. Second-year head coach Kyle Koenig is a master at it. Spencerville does it very well. The field turf, the grass here at Fort Loramie, in great condition at the moment. Of course, we've experienced nothing but dry, sunny weather. Temperatures in the afternoons, 80 degrees or warmer the last 6 weeks. So the field is in ideal shape and should withstand a lot of running of the football between the hash marks here tonight. Fort Loramie loves to throw it, doesn't run it very well. In fact, the Redskins have rushed for just 346 yards in 5 games. Fort Loramie's passed it for 1,170 thanks to the arm of Gabe Hart. He has completed 67.5% of his throws. Average per attempt, 10 yards. Average per completion, 14.8. 12 touchdown strikes through the air from Hart and only 4 picks. Fort Loramie's given up 1,100 yards on the ground in 5 games, and that's what Spencerville does extremely well, as I noted. So far this year, Grady Smith, a fine running back, has had one 130-yard game. Zach Lozier, a junior, a 130-yard game plus a 90-yard game. Colton Grigsby, a freshman, has had games of 122 and 110. Lozier may be out with an ankle injury tonight. Head coach Spencer Wells of Fort Loramie is in year number 7, and he hopes to get his club back on the winning track with a good first quarter beginning tonight. Fort Loramie's been outscored big time, 91-41 in the first halves of 5 games so far this year. Redskins have tallied just 2 touchdowns in the first period in 5 contests. We'll return with more. We'll hear from the head coaches in just a few minutes. Spencer Wells of Fort Loramie and Kyle Koenig of Spencerville when we come back on ScoresBroadcast.com.
To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair. Towing 24/7. Serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Myers has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Myers Convenience Store and Drive-Thru in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru, the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its 3rd generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
Hello once again, everybody. Jack Kramer with Derek Holding, pinch hitting for Chuck McBee here tonight at Fort Loramie. We've got some light rain in the air. It is still windy, not nearly as breezy as forecasted. One weather person said maybe 35, 40 mile per hour winds. I don't think we're getting quite that high. That speaks well for Fort Loramie's passing game. That's how the Redskins have moved it successfully all year long. But it is going to be damp. I don't think the rain is going to let up. It's spinning around that low pressure, the eye of the hurricane, which is in eastern Tennessee. So we're getting a lot of moisture spilling back from the southeast to the northwest through Ohio, and it's going to be with us all night long, that's for sure. Columbus Grove, Bluffton, and Lima Central Catholic sit atop the Northwest Conference standings, each with marks of 2-0 after 2 weeks of league play. Fort Loramie and Allen East are 1-1. Delphus Jefferson, Convoy Crestview, and Spencerville are 0-2 in the NWC. Tonight, Columbus Grove is at Allen East. A big game to watch. Bluffton hosts LCC. Crestview's at Delphus Jefferson. And Spencerville is here at Fort Loramie tonight. Looking at the Midwest Athletic Conference, big game, two unbeatens. Marion Local at Versailles. Fort Recovery is on the road at New Bremen. Minster's at St. Henry. Coldwater hosts Parkway. And tomorrow afternoon at 1:30, Anna plays at Delphus St. John's. A couple of Miami Valley League games played last night. Stebbins beat West Carrollton 48-20. And Tip down Vandalia Butler 25-7. This evening, Troy's at Pickwick, Sydney's at Greenville, and Fairborn is at Xenia. In Layman Catholic's Three Rivers Conference, the Cavaliers host Bethel tonight. Layman 4-1 on the campaign. Troy Christian is at Riverside. Miami East entertains Milton Union, and Covington is on the road at Northridge. Well, as we alluded a few minutes ago, Fort Loramie has gotten off to very poor beginnings to games all year long. Last week, same old, same old. Got outscored 14-0 right away in the first 9 minutes or so. Came back strong, outscored LCC 21-14 over the last three periods. Had the ball down on the one-yard line when time expired, ending the fourth period of play. Redskins were just 3 feet short of perhaps tying or winning that football game. Could have been OT. Redskins could have gone for two if they scored and won it. But came up seven short. We talked with Spencer Wells, head coach, earlier this week, and he lamented the sluggish beginnings to the games for Fort Loramie this year.
We've got to find a way to start off games better. I know that's been a common conversation amongst us as coaches and our team and our players, and we've had that conversation on previous interviews. So hopefully we can try to figure that out. You know, we're going to try to change up our pregame again. We're going to try to keep seeing what we got to do to get that fixed, but you can't get down 14-0 against a really good LCC team and try to come back like that. I mean, that's what we did, and we came up close, but it's just too much against good teams. You can't get down two scores like that off the beginning of the game. So credit to LCC, Coach Baldy and them. They do a heck of a job. But it was a tough pill to swallow because it was one of those on your home field. You feel like if you got a better start, you're probably going to win that game. So it's a tough pill to swallow, and hopefully we can use that as motivation this week.
You continue to tweak the offense, moving personnel around. Carter Eilerman now lining up in the offensive backfield.
Yeah, so, you know, the motivation behind that is really when I got the job, I brought a spread offense here that I really believe in, and we've modified it over the past couple years to be more of a deep ball team based on our talent and based on, and I wanted to really get back to the true roots of it. And the true roots of the offense that I brought, you need a physical downhill running back, and that's who Carter can be. Now, it didn't quite come to fruition last week the way the game went. We had to get into the pass pretty early, getting down so much. But, yeah, he's a physical back. That's what we want. If you remember the teams when we first met and started talking, our running backs were Max Hoying, Devin Worman, Nate Meyer, guys that were big physical backs. We didn't ask them to get the perimeter. We asked our slot receiver to. So we said, hey, right now we got Maxwell in the slot receiver. What if we put Thomas Hoying or Caden Cantwell there? Someone that's a little bit shiftier, a little bit quicker, might be able to do some of those jet motions like Carter Mesher did when we originally brought this scheme. Let's see if we can get back to that. And then if Maxwell's not there, let's put him at the X receiver, which is really our true most talented guy as far as ball skills and being a one-on-one difference maker. That's what Logan Eilerman was. Let's get Maxwell in that spot. So by putting Maxwell to the X, Thomas and Caden at the A, having two physical backs now in Carter and Ray, it's getting us more back to how I think this offense should look. And, you know, it's – we're getting there. You know, it doesn't mean that it's a perfect fix, but we did move the ball. You know, we got a pretty wide margin of leading the league in passing, but we've got to find a way to run the ball enough so that your quarterback doesn't always have to make the plays. Yeah, I mean, it's tough even when we had Caleb Maurer, who's a guy that we leaned on heavily in the past. he had Will Holland who could take a little bit off of him, you know, could pick up a first down here or there. We didn't always need Caleb to do it. And I think that's the situation with Gabe now. We got to figure out the run game so that we're not constantly asking our quarterback to make a big throw, escape from pressure in the pocket. We've got to be able to pick up key first downs in the run game.
And you want to close that gap with regard to the turnover takeaway margin. Finally got a takeaway, but you're too far behind. Turning the ball over too often still.
Yes, you know, and it's been really the fumbles. You know, you're going to have interceptions as much as we throw the football. Gabe's got four on the season, though. That's not, you know, with what he's also got a ton of explosive plays. So four picks by him through half the season isn't bad at all, but the fumbles are. You know, we're averaging about two a game. So we have got to get that nipped in the butt. I know our running backs coach has been, Andy Grew, he's been really harping on those guys high and tight, 8 points of contact, pressure, and trying to make sure that we get that secured. But you're right, and defensively, we did get a turnover last week. We got a big interception. Coach Frilling started doing a turnover Tuesday thing last week in practice and emphasizing it even more. So, hopefully we can continue to get some momentum plays by forcing turnovers and then just get out of our own way on offense, and stop turning the ball over so much.
People on the field with whom you've been really pleased so far to date, who's getting better, making progress, who stands out?
Yeah, I'll start with the defensive side. I really think defensively, Brad Frilling and our assistant coaches are doing an outstanding job. We have made so much progress on that side of the ball. It's really, and maybe because we gave up 28 points, you might look at it and say the defense must not have played well. LCC's got a really good offense. We did a lot of good things last week. I told the defensive staff, I told the defense, there was stretches of that game. That's by far the best defense we've played in years, in a long, 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 long time. Long time. Now, gets back to the word consistently. Can we do it? You got guys like Ray Hoyne, who's been a monster at Mike linebacker. We've talked about him before. Eli Grudich has been really good at the Willbacker spot. Defensive line, Lewis Hart is really fighting his tail off up there. Caleb Bergman, Griffin Mester's a little undersized at nose, but he's been fighting really hard. In the secondary, Maxwell and the safeties, Andy Plyman is a sophomore, has done an unbelievable job. Last week, he was outstanding in the run game against LCC, coming up from his safety spot. That was kind of the difference from early on in the game when they were running it to later on when they couldn't do a whole lot. It was our safeties with Maxwell and Andy Plyman getting involved. So, credit to our defense for making the strides that they've had, because it's been a lot of fun to watch.
Spencer Wells, seventh-year head coach at Fort Loramie, our guest before tonight's game between Fort Loramie and Spencerville. The Bearcats come to town, your third straight home game in the NWC, and you'll see an entirely different offense this week than you saw 1 week ago from LCC.
Yes, they... physical team. You know, the one thing, looking at the different teams in our conference, everybody that I've seen on film at one point or another has shown the ability to do really good things. It's going to come down to, and Spencerville's no different. They can run the ball really good at times. They've got great movement up front. They've got a quarterback that's tall and can throw it. They got a great slot receiver, number two, that he loves to throw to. Their running backs, I can't stress enough, you know, they're not easy to tackle.
And how about that Trevor Whitney up front?
Oh, my God. He's 75. He's the best lineman that we have seen so far. He is fun to watch. 280 pounds, and he's just nasty. I mean, that Riverside film in particular, he is just mauling people off the line of scrimmage. But, they do a lot of really good things. So it's kind of, once again, the term consistent. Who's going to be the consistent team? Who's going to do that more often? And I think we've shown that too. At times, we look like the real deal in all phases. Can we do it consistently for four quarters? And I'm sure Spencerville is focused on the same thing, because the team that plays more consistent, that's really what it's going to come down to, because they can do a lot of good things. They've won three games so far for a reason, so we got to be ready to play consistent for 48 minutes.
Words of Fort Loramie head coach Spencer Wells. I like that idea. Turnover or takeaway Tuesday. And the Redskins worked on ripping the ball out of the midst of opposing players during practice during the week, and it was all highlighted on Tuesday. hopefully that reaps dividends here tonight. Fort Loramie needs some takeaways. Got their first one of the entire season last week. And Fort Loramie, meanwhile, has turned it over 10 times on the campaign. Coach Wells, in year number 7 as the head man at Fort Loramie, had stops at Allen East, Salina, Marion Local, Wapakoneta before joining the Fort Loramie program as the head coach 7 years ago. Spencer served as the QB coach and pass game coordinator while at Wapakoneta. And you may recall that Spencer Wells was a member of the Delta St. John's 2005 state championship team. His counterpart on the other side of the field here tonight is Kyle Koenig. It's year number 2 for him as the boss of the Spencerville program. He's a Marion Local grad and a 3-year varsity letter winner at Marion Local. He was a part of 3 state championship clubs for the Flyers and 1 state runner-up team during his period of time playing football for Coach Goodwin at Marion Local. Koenig spent his college days volunteering in the athletic department at Bowling Green while also working at the Stroh Center. I talked with him earlier this week, and he said he was really pleased to have Fort Loramie and LCC now a part of the Northwest Conference.
Yeah, I think it's great for the conference overall. It really makes us a lot more competitive and preps a lot of the schools for if they make it to that second season at the end of the year. They're battle-tested, ready to go, and, you know, pretty much ready for whatever comes their way in the playoffs, and hopefully leads to some success for the conference throughout the postseason.
Okay, here in 2024, 3 wins for Spencerville outside the NWC, and then you ran into Bluffton and Columbus Grove back-to-back.
Yeah, so they started the season off really well. Faced some adversity early on with those 3 wins and found a way to come up with victory, and so confidence was on the rise. Things were looking really good. Had a few injuries, not many, but we're kind of been able to stay unscathed, knock on wood, so far. The guys just have really came together those first 3 games, and that was the goal, to be 3-0 when it was all said and done, and we managed that. And we knew going in Grove was going to be tough and Bluffton was going to be tough, returning a lot of guys from last year. And things just didn't go our way. A lot of mistakes on our end, not tackling very well, kind of some issues that we had last year starting to come back a little bit this year with a lot of the same guys returning from last year. So we just need to get better at what we do, get better at our tackling, go back to the stuff that we run, get really good at it, and keep improving each week and see what happens.
Highlight Carter Orr, your senior quarterback, and your offensive skill players, about whom we will be talking during the game, and your schemes and formations on the offensive side of the ball.
Yeah, Carter Orr does a great job for us. He is second year starting at quarterback. Dad's an assistant for me. He knows the offense through and through. If we make a call and there's a mistake with a word with the formation, he can fix it in the huddle, no problem. Like, it's not even an issue. And he checks at the line that we do, changing direction of play, whatever. He does a great job of reading it, and I'm really happy with what he has been able to do this year. Our other guys, you know, we got Will Sensball, Grady Smith are our 2 halfbacks for us. They play a little receiver as well. They do a great job. Very athletic, good in the open field, run extremely hard for us, and make a lot of plays for us on the offense side of the ball. And then our fullbacks have been Colton Grigsby and Zach Lozier. Lozier, unfortunately, is dealing with an ankle right now. We're hoping to get him back soon. But Colton, he's just a tough runner. Colton is explosive, tough, coachable, and as a freshman, that's really a real positive for him. He makes a lot of some freshman mistakes, but with how hard he plays, it kind of makes up for all that. So he does a great job.
Sounds like run game oriented for the Bearcats.
Absolutely, yeah. Say, We always want to establish the run game first, being in the wing tee. You know, Spencerville's kind of been part of that. The wing tee's been a part of their history. So we decided to go back to that this year. And it's really, we've had found some success in it. You know, it hits a little quicker than what we were trying to do last year. So we really like the way that things have been going. We've been able to have some success moving the ball. Even against Grove, we were able to move it a little bit. Just fumbles and things on our end that kind of cost us big time. So I'm hoping we can continue that. And we still have some stuff in the gun. I think it's important to have that balance and be able to go in and out, keep other teams on their toes a little bit, and keep them, make them prep for everything that we can do. And so we do a little bit of gun, but mainly wing tee.
Kyle Koenig, second-year head coach, Spencerville football, our guest before tonight's game between the Bearcats and the Fort Laramie Redskins. On the defensive side of the ball, in layman's terms, how would you explain the way you look?
Well, we're going to be in a 3-4. That's our base defense, and we like to bring some blitzes, bring some slants, and kind of see if we can catch any, get lucky on some things. And, you know, unfortunately for us as of late, you know, sometimes you guess wrong when you're doing stuff like that, and teams like Grove and Bluffton can gas you on it when you make those mistakes. So hopefully we can do a better job of really focusing in on what we want to do these next couple weeks. But 3-4, slanting and angling, blitzing backers, is kind of what I've always known. It's what I knew, or what we ran in high school at Marion. And I kind of just kind of brought what I had known from that system and kind of made it a little bit different for Spencerville.
Hey, you and head coach Spencer Wells at Fort Laramie know each other well.
Yeah, say, I was actually a manager. This is going to age him a little bit, but I was a manager on the football team when Spencer was a student teacher at Marion, and so he was there for a year, and I was a water boy on the sidelines as he was helping out that year. And he's stayed around the area, I've been around the area, so I've known him for a while now. He's a great guy, and it's really awesome to have him be a part of the conference.
Spencerville head coach Kyle Koenig. The objectives for the Bearcats, run that 3-4 on defense, blitz a lot, and the wing tee on offense, run the ball a lot. Fort Laramie is going to have to be prepped to stop the ground game of Spencerville here tonight, or at least slow it down. Prior to his two seasons here at Spencerville, the head coach of the Bearcats, Kyle Koenig, spent a couple years as an assistant in the basketball and football programs at Macomb High School. We've got starting lineups just around the corner. It's still drizzling just a little bit. The wind has died down. It might be a better night for high school football here at Fort Laramie than we first thought earlier today. I'm Jack Kramer along with Derek Olding on ScoresBroadcast.com.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We've been online covering high school sports for 20 years with LaCow Equipment leading the way. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the Ping Custom Fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping Custom Fitting from Shelby Oaks. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Laramie. One of the most popular floor centers for miles around. High quality you can stand on. And Borchers Family Floor is more than just floor. The Palazzo in Botkin. For 20 years, people have enjoyed the Palazzo for wedding ceremonies and receptions and many other special events. We're the perfect party place. Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Laramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands. Four locations. One solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnippel built Marriott's and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney on Route 47, the site contractor for school expansion projects at Rushi for Sales and Tri-Village. Dave Nagel is shaping the earth to meet your needs. Securecom in Minster, SECURCOM. Online at securecom.com. We're the pros in protection. And these 17-year Fort Loramie sponsors, M&A Muffler and Tires, Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Customers always come back to Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Geyer's, and I really appreciate the Geyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Geyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Geyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Geyer's start online at geyersinc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Geyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport, got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Geyer's reputation from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Geyer's, it's always service with a smile.
GAIERS.com.
It's a real good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before a change in the weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires on North Main in Fort Loramie has a huge tire sale that you'll never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Free pickup and delivery, too. Just phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello again. Welcome back to Fort Loramie. Good news. Looking at the radar, the low pressure system sending moisture from the southeast up through Ohio is spinning away to the west and north of us. We anticipate a dry slot in the next 20 to 30 minutes, and we shouldn't have much moisture in the air to deal with here tonight. The wind also appears to be dialing ahead. Appears to be, it's starting to slow down a little bit. I still see the tops of the trees wavering left and right. Hopefully, the breeze will terminate so Fort Loramie can get its passing game going here tonight. Offensive starters for the Fort Loudoun Redskins, the quarterback, 6'2", 205, a senior, Gabe Hart. In the offensive backfield is Carter Eilerman, 6'4", 190, a senior. Ty Kemper at tight end, 6'3", 195, a senior. Wide receivers, Cole Barhorst, 6'2", 155, a senior. Maxwell Maurer, 6'3", 170, a senior. And Thomas Hoeing, 6'1", 155, and a senior. Along the offensive line, the tackles, Jace Ruenkamp, 6'4", 210, a junior, and Lewis Hart, 6'1", 195, and a senior. The guards, Ben Plyman, 6'3", 190, a senior, and Johnston Hollenbacher, 5'10", 210, a junior, and the center, Dylan Meyer, sophomore, 5'9", and a 205-pounder. We'll have the offensive starters for the Spencerville Bearcats in just a few minutes here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the 2-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online. BRUCKENSPub.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
We don't.
Both schools, Fort Loudoun and Spencerville, have colors of red and black. Fort Loudoun adorned in the black from top to bottom, red numbers outlined in white. Spencerville across the way in the white jerseys, black pants with red trim. Offensive starters for Spencerville, which will receive the ball first here tonight. The QB is Carter Orr, a senior, 6'4", 195-pounder. Feature running back Grady Smith, Jr., 6'1", 175-pounder. He'll be joined in the offensive backfield by Colton Grigsby, a freshman, 6'2", 175 pounds. Zach Lozier, a junior, very good running back, out with an injury. Also in the offensive backfield in that wing tee, Will Sensabaugh, 5'10", 150, and a sophomore. Wide receiver Dylan Short, 6 feet tall, 140, and a junior. We'll check out the offensive line for the Bearcats in a moment. Opening kickoff to start the game by Fort Loudoun is boomed to the 4 of Spencerville, dropped, picked up, and run back to about the 15, and that's where the Bearcats start. First down, 10 yards to go, moving the football from the south to the north here at Fort Loudoun tonight. The tight end is Chandler Bassett, a sophomore, 6 feet tall, 175-pounder. The big left tackle, behind whom Spencerville runs the ball, is Trevor Whitney, 6'4", 280, and a senior. Left guard is Royce Kill, a junior, 5'9", 165 pounds. The center, Gavin Schwartz, a senior, 6'1", 165. The right guard, Drew Baumgartner, he is a freshman, 5'10", 160 pounds. And the right tackle is a senior, Javier Franco, 5'8", 210-pounder. Wing T in motion to start the game for Spencerville. It's a running play, and that's just two over left guard. That was Grigsby who churned forward. Second down and 8.5 to go for a first down for the Bearcats. Again, what wind there is, and it's died down quite a bit, is blowing across the field from the east to the west. Spencerville sends the wide out short to the near side of the field. Here's the QB, little sleight of hand maneuver in the offensive backfield, dishes to his running back Sensabaugh, and he slides outside left tackle for a couple more, setting up a third and long situation for the Bearcats. Third and nearly six to go for a first down. We played a minute, no score. Spencerville methodically running the wing tee. It'll be this way all night long unless the Bearcats get way behind. And trying to circle around right, in goes Grigsby. He cuts it upfield near hash mark, and he's popped in the belly. Down he goes. Hit hard up around the 21 or 22-yard line. Well short of a first down, or I should say the 25 or 26. And Spencerville's got a fourth and 3.5 or four to go. And the Bearcats have no choice but to punt the football. The kick is headed to the far side of the field. A directional boot nicely done by the Bearcats. Out of bounds at the 50. And that's where Fort Loramie will start. First down and 10 yards to go. The rain has let up quite a bit. Little drizzle in the air, and that's all. According to the radar, we should be out of the woods in the next 15 to 20 minutes. Everything moving off to the north and west. A dry slot is coming, and it should wind up being a much better night for high school football here at Fort Loramie than we thought earlier today. Redskins trying to get off to a much better start here tonight than they have the first 5 weeks. Oh, and it's a fake into the middle of the line and an end sweep to the left. And Fort Loramie busts it for a big play across the 50, 40, 35. And look at the ball carrier go. It's Thomas Hoying sprinting off. No, it was Cantwell who blew it wide open, finally toppled from behind at the 14-yard line. Heck of a run on the play by the Redskins' Cantwell. And he's got speed to burn. He flashed it on that play. Caden, 6 feet, 155, a sophomore. And he outraced three or four would-be tacklers from Spencerville. Line of scrimmage, the 15. Hart gives it straight ahead. Ball carrier trudges for one or two. Forward progress, maybe three to the 12. Eilerman bucked forward, second down and 7 for the Redskins, opening 2.5 minutes. And Fort Loramie, thanks to a long run of 35 yards by Cantwell around the end, is in business. And maybe this is a sign of good things to come for Fort Loramie here in the opening half, during which the Redskins have not performed well all year. Here is Cantwell, outside right tackle, little opening, angles through it. He's chopped down at about the 8. Did he get the line to gain? About a yard and a half shy. Third down coming up for Fort Loramie. We played 3 minutes. Redskins on a march that began at the 50. After Spencerville went 3 and out, short punt gave Fort Loramie ideal field position, and the Redskins try to run it right up the gut. It is Roger Hoying meets resistance at the point of attack and is thrown back. No gain on the play, and it's a big 4th and 3 for the Redskins, who might have lost a couple feet. Fort Loramie huddling. Crucial play early on in this game. Redskins trying to take advantage of great field position on their opening drive and cash in. Spencerville's defense has stood its ground and gotten tough. It was Baumgartner who led the charge along with Schwartz on the last hit. Here is Fort Loramie running it wide to the right. It's Cantwell trying to get the corner turned. He's on the edge of the Spencerville defense. He chugs inside the 5, toppled down at the 4. He's got the first with a couple yards to spare. Nice hustle by Cantwell, the sophomore for the Redskins. Goal to go at the 4-yard line of the Bearcats with 4 minutes gone here in the opening period. Fort Loramie trying to score only its third touchdown of the season in the opening period. This is game six. Fort Loramie to the line of scrimmage in the spread. It is Hart, got a receiver wide left, and Gabe calls his own number, keeps it, and he bangs up the middle for a yard or two. He got from inside the four to about the 1.5. Good forward progress. A full 2-yard pickup on the play. Goal to go Fort Loramie inside the 2-yard stripe of Spencerville. 7:15 to go first quarter. No score. Fort Loramie threatening seriously. Two receivers flanked to the short side of the field. Got to believe Fort Loramie will keep it on the ground. It's Hart again. It's a zone read by him. He looks left. Jab step that direction. Back to the right. He nudges into the end zone. Touchdown. Gabe Hart from 2 yards out hit the 7:01 mark of the first quarter. And Fort Loramie takes the lead. 6-0. Redskins on top. Thomas Hoying on to boot the PAT. Well, right away, the Redskins have accomplished one mission here tonight, and that is be very productive in the first quarter, and especially on the opening drive, generating 6, and here's Hoying for .7. It's a line drive kick. He boomed it hard and threw. Wasn't artistic, but it counts. Fort Loramie 7, Spencerville nothing. 5 minutes gone, opening period on scoresbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes. We build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom in Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom in Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster. 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
The Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers the winning combination of style and timeless appeal, using the highest quality building components to elevate and enhance your interior and exterior door requirements. For these two teams tonight, there are key building components, just like there are for Francis Schulze. And this evening, Fort Loramie needed to get off to a good beginning. The Redskins did just that, to put 7 on the board in the first 5 minutes of action. And another big key for Fort Loramie is force a few turnovers by the opposition. Redskins have just 1 takeaway on the entire season so far. Those are key building components of today's game, opening the doors to success for these two teams. Remember, the finest door systems from Francis Schulze will elevate your living space, inspiring the winning combination of style and timeless appeal, with exceptional doors for every space in your home. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze in Rushi, known for creating ideas and inspiring homeowners with residential doors available at lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Bearcats of Spencerville start 1st and 10 from their 33-yard line, and the Redskins stuff the running play over right guard. Well, the rain has quit. It has stopped. Moisture in the air has halted. The wind has died down, and it's turning into a very nice late September evening for high school football. Got some dark clouds overhead. They're drifting off to our west. Second down and 9 for Carter Orr and company, the 6'4 quarterback for Spencerville. He's under center. Gives it on the play to Grigsby. And Grigsby shoots ahead between left guard and tackle for a couple. That's it. Third and long coming up here for Spencerville. Fort Loamy Redskins have gotten a yeoman effort already from the defensive line. Redskins up front on the defensive side of the ball have been stout. Third and 6, Fort Loramie would like to force a second punt from the Bearcats in the first 8 minutes of this game. From the wing tee, it's a pitch and a toss sweep to the left, and Fort Loramie stretches it out, and it's an out-of-bounds running play 3 or 4 yards short of the line to gain. And Spencerville will have to kick it. Bearcats will punt the football. Punter back inside his own 30-yard line with 4:29 left here in the first. We'll give credit where it's due in a moment to that Fort Loramie defensive front. It has been exceptional so far in this contest. Low kick sails over the head of Thomas Hoying, who looks up in the air at it at the 30. Ball lights on the ground at the 25 and skips down inside the 20. Redskins start first and 10 from their own 16-yard line with 4:09 left in a briskly played first quarter. And I'll tell you what, if the Redskins can get a 2-touchdown lead, it might tend to force Spencerville out of its element, which is run the football from the wing tee. Redskins to the line of scrimmage, up 7-0, just over 4 to play here in the first period of this game. The lines are down, 2 receivers left, man in motion across the formation. Ball faked to Barhorst. Hart throws middle of the field. Receiver has it at the 45, breaks a tackle. Look out, 50, 40 of Spencerville. It's a foot race, and it's going to be a touchdown for the Fort Loramie Redskins. And I'm not sure if that was Eilerman or not. Trying to pick up the numerals. We're going to give it to him. I think it was. He split a couple defenders. He is so big and strong and a 6'4". He caught the ball up around the 49 or 50 with a man or two draped on him. And Eilerman for Fort Loramie just shook him off. He said, "Get away from me." And he knocked him to the turf, and away he went. And he pulled away from the Spencerville secondary. Extra point try by Thomas Hoying of Fort Loramie. And it is a low line drive kick again like the first one, but it's true. Right in the middle. How about that? Fort Loramie, 2 possessions. Only a handful of plays so far in this game for the Redskins. And they've tallied as many touchdowns in the first 8 minutes tonight as they had all year long in 5 games in the first quarter. 14-0 Fort Loramie. First quarter action from the Redskins Stadium on scoresbroadcast.com.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Loramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at HeitKamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at HeitKamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Well, the Fort Loramie Redskins have bolted on top, 14-0 over Spencerville. Grady Smith just returned the Redskins' kickoff to about the 28 or 29-yard line. And guess what? First running play. Grigsby powers ahead. It's stripped, taken away by the Redskins, who force a takeaway. The officials confer. Maybe the celebration's premature. Let's see what develops. Was there a penalty? Was it ruled that the ground caused the fumble? Maybe that's the case. Well, the Redskin fans and players were going crazy, thought they had a takeaway, but it is denied. The officials have said that the ball carrier's knee was on the ground just as the ball was coming out. Spencerville picked up three on the play as a result. Second down and 7, Bearcats from the 30. It is Sensabaugh trying to turn the left end. He swerves out of bounds into the Bearcats bench after picking up a couple. Third and 5. Fort Loramie's defense has been stellar so far against this wing tee. It has been phenomenal. Linebackers Carter Eilerman, Ray Hoying, Eli Grudich, all over the Bearcats running backs. Defensive ends Lewis Hart, Caleb Bergman, have been rock solid. Nose guard Alex Massey, exceptional as well. And let's see if Fort Loramie can turn Spencerville aside again on 3rd and 4. The ball is dealt on the play to Grigsby. He tries to angle outside left tackle, and he's dumped at about the 34 or 35, 3 or 4 short of a first down. And the Bearcats are probably going to have to punt it again. 2:51 to go, opening period. Fort Loramie in the lead, 14-0. And that is the story. Spencerville with its third punt in a little over 9 minutes here at the start of this game. Redskins with Thomas Hoying back deep along with Caden Cantwell. It's a very high punt caught by Fort Loramie's Hoying at about the 30-yard line. He breaks a tackle at the 35, across the 40, far sideline, beyond the numbers, and he is knocked down at the 44. Good return of 14 or 15 yards. Boy, the Redskins have turned the corner tonight. A splendid first period of play. Fort Loramie in the lead, 14-0, 2:19 to go here in the opening stanza. And again, should Fort Loramie get ahead by 3 scores, it is going to be mighty challenging for Spencerville to rally, because what the Bearcats do best is the wing tee running game. And so far tonight, Fort Loramie has defended it extremely well. Here is Gabe Hart's handing off on the play to Cantwell, sweep around left end, and he is flattened at the line of scrimmage. Good tackle on the play by Whitney of Spencerville, the big defensive tackle. Pushed him to the ground. Second down and nearly 10 to go for Fort Loramie from the Redskins 45. 2:07 to go here in the first quarter of play. So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Make your next play with Wisebridge. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge Wealth Management. Phone 937-518-1776. We got a pre-snap penalty on Fort Loramie. First and 10 situation from the 45. It'll be first and 15. Make Wisebridge your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next play call to Wisebridge at 937-518-1776. All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp, member FINRA, SIPC. Wisebridge Heritage Wealth Management, not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp. Minute 32 to go, opening period. Fort Loramie 14, Spencerville nothing. A long 75-yard bomb from Gabe Hart to Carter Eilerman after a short run to the end zone by Gabe Hart from a couple out. Here's a quick slant over the middle. Eilerman lunging, got it. Nice catch. Shoestring snag at the 46 of Spencerville. 14-yard pickup. It'll be third down and one, according to the scoreboard. A minute to go here in the first period. Fort Loramie in front, 14-0 over the Bearcats. Spencerville has one first down. Bearcats have only run 11 or 12 plays in this game and have punted three times. Fort Loramie with a rush attempt over right guard. It's Roger Hoying or Carter Eilerman banging ahead behind blockers and powering down to the 40-yard line. It's a pickup of 7 or 8 first and 10 Redskins who have dominated this game so far. Spencerville smarting after losses in the NWC to Columbus Grove and Bluffton. And Fort Loramie putting it on the Bearcats right now. Hart on first and 10, deep drop, looking middle of the field. It is a post pattern intended for Eilerman down inside the 5. He's sandwiched as the ball arrives and a marker's thrown. No doubt it's defensive pass interference. It'll be 15 yards from the line of scrimmage. The officials have indicated push off against Spencerville. That's the call. Redskins will gain a first down via a penalty. First and 10. Ball will be marked for play at about the 25 or 26 yard line. Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie at 15 Elm Street is the family salon for mom, dad, all the kids, and adult children. We've been styling for 40 years at Cutaway. We will style, you will smile. Beautiful hair, beautiful care at Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie. Owner and stylist is Deb Kubo. Final 14 seconds, first quarter of play. Hart on first and 10, throws middle of the field, down inside the 5, and a safety for Spencerville makes the pick. Nicely done by Sensabaugh, and Spencerville denies Fort Loramie on this drive. Interception number 5 thrown by Hart. I think he anticipated where the Fort Loramie receiver would set up against that deep zone. But the route was jumped by Sensabaugh of Spencerville, and he snared the ball at the 8, and that's where the Bearcats take over with 7 seconds left here in the opening period. Owner and stylist at Cutaway Styling Salon, as I noted, Deb Kubo. Stylist Renee Mesher, Chris Siegel, Kathy Wilson. Open Monday through Saturday, handicapped accessible. 40 years styling at Cutaway Styling Salon. Our experience and your style, we will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling at Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Spencerville goes for no gain on first and 10 from inside the 10-yard line as the opening quarter closes out. Fort Loramie leads 14-0 after one on scoresbroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
With great support from Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, ScoresBroadcast.com launched in 2006. Locale manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Locale, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Locale proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago thanks to Locale Equipment in Jackson Center.
Second quarter about set to get underway. Spencerville backed up at its own 9-yard line. Second down and 10. Bearcats trail the Redskins 14-0. I stand corrected. It was Maxwell Maurer who made that fine catch, stripped a couple of would-be tacklers away from him. And that was about an 80-yarder there late in that second period. Went all the way to the end zone. It was Maxwell Maurer and not Carter Eilerman. And here is Spencerville with a rare forward pass. And it's thrown right side of the gridiron. Numbers in front of the Spencerville bench. And a flag flies. And Fort Loramie secondary is celebrating. I think Spencerville is called for offensive pass interference. And if so, that will back Spencerville up half the distance inside the 5 to about the 4-yard line. Second down all over again for the Bearcats. 11:53 left here in the second quarter. And Fort Loramie on top, 14-0. Touchdown so far in this game. Gabe Hart, a 2-yard run and a nearly 80-yard pass play from QB Gabe Hart to Maxwell Maurer. Spencerville goes conservative and runs Grigsby straight ahead for about 3, maybe 4. He got back to close to the 10. Third down, 11 to go for a first down for the Bearcats, who have gotten one first down so far in this game. This is series number 4 for Spencerville. Fort Loramie's defensive line has been outstanding. Lewis Hart, Alex Massey, Caleb Bergman, linebackers Carter Eilerman, Ray Hoing, Eli Grudich. No doubt a passing situation. Let's see if they leave the wing tee. It's a rollout to the left by Carter Orr. He slings it up the field. Hash mark near side, caught on the dead run by the receiver at the 18-yard line. He spilled right in his tracks. He did not make the first down yardage. Didn't get the line to gain. A couple short. Spencerville will have to kick again. My goodness, 4 punts for Spencerville already in this contest in about 14 minutes of action. And Fort Loramie once again will get great field position around the 50. It's an end-over-end kick caught on the dead run by Fort Loramie's Hoing at the 48. He scoots over the 50. 45-40, tackled from behind at the 39 of Spencerville. Excellent field position for Fort Loramie, already leading in this game by a score of 14-0. Say, managing your money does not have to be complicated at all. You see, Osgood Bank has checking accounts to fit your lifestyle and offers loans at great rates, not to mention all the benefits you'd expect of larger banks. It's all wrapped up by a hometown bank with outstanding service delivered by a team you trust. So visit osgoodbank.com and learn more about how we can help you do well and be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. Redskins run Carter Eilerman over right tackle, and he's a Hulk, tough to bring down. He stretches out a 4-yard gain. The starting point for Fort Loramie was marked for play at the 40. So it's second down and 6 from the 36 of Spencerville. First 2 minutes, second quarter, Fort Loramie in the lead by a count of 14-0. Having performed splendidly in the opening period in contrast to first quarters all year long. Hart to Eilerman again. He is stopped cold momentarily. He slides off the tackler, stays on his feet, and trudges for 2 or 3 more. Got inside the 35 to the 33-yard line. It's third down, 3 to go for a first down for the Redskins. Fort Loramie, no doubt, in 4-down territory. reminding our listeners that the rain has quit. It's moved off to the north and west. The wind has died down, and it's a great night for high school football. Hart fakes the inside handoff, a bubble screen to the left. It's caught on the play by Maurer. Maurer down the left sideline, breaking toward the end zone at the 20, shooting to the 10. No one touches him. He's gone, but there's a flag at the line of scrimmage. Good fake by Hart. He had the defensive front of Spencerville duped, and then he dished it behind the line of scrimmage into the flat to Maxwell Maurer, and away he went. It is a penalty against Fort Loramie. It negates the score. And the penalty will be stepped off from about the 33 or 34-yard line. And Fort Loramie retreats 10 back to the 44. So it's third down and 14 for the Redskins inside the 45 of Spencerville with 9:05 to go second quarter. And the Redskins leading 14-0. In just a few minutes, we will tell you all about the Schaefer Market and Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Long rollout by Hart, sprinting near side, running a good 30, 35 yards across the field toward the Fort Loramie bench. Turns it up at the 45 of the Bearcats, and he is hit at the belt at the 41. He got back about 9 of the penalty yardage, and that sets up a 4th and 11 for the Redskins, who could very well be in 4-down territory, leading by a score of 14-0. And head coach Spencer Wells has got his offensive unit out there. Eilerman in the offensive backfield along with Hart. Three receivers left. Hart looks that way. Now back to the right. Spencerville bats the forward pass to the ground. Well done up front by Spencerville. Nice job along the line of scrimmage. It was Javier Franco who got a paw on the football shortly after it was released, but gave Hart incompletion, and the Bearcats take over just short of the 50-yard line. Well, field position gets flipped. This is the best placement on the field that Spencerville has had in this game so far. Four punts for the Bearcats, one first down. And now Spencerville, with a score here in the second quarter, can get right back into this game. It's a wing tee handoff and a sweep to the right. And the ball carrier is nestled down after gaining 4 to the 46 of Fort Loramie. Tackle made by Anderson Plyman of the Redskins. That was Grigsby on the run. Second down 5 officially for Spencerville. 7:48 left in the second. Redskins up 14-0. Wing T formation. Slot to the right in motion. Uh-oh, ball given to the slot back, and he puts it on the ground. It's rolling back to the 50. Recovery by Spencerville. Wet football, and the Bearcats simply muffed it, and that forces a third and a bunch. Third and 12 for the Bearcats from their own 49. 7:19 to go here in the first half of the game, and it's a 14-0 lead for Fort Loramie. Spencerville dodged a bullet and picked off a Hart pass a couple of series ago, or the Redskins might have gone up 3 scores. Fort Loramie turned it over on downs in the Bearcats' end of the field on the last possession. And the quarterback, Carter Orr, is back to pass, rolling to the right, looks downfield, and he coughed up the football. And then he plopped on it right away after losing several more yards back near the 40. So Spencerville with a 1st and 10 right around the 50-yard line, goes backward 10 yards and must punt again. And by my count, it's punt number 5 for the Bearcats with 6:25 to go here in the first half, and Fort Loramie on top, 14-0. Kick is away, end over end,
Oh, it hits on the ground at the 20 and bounces by Thomas Hoeing down the right sideline. And fortunately for the Redskins, it goes all the way to the end zone. It did not go out of bounds just before the pylon, and the Redskins benefit from the touchback. First and 10 at the 20. Hey, we are now your new community go-to store. We are Schaefer Market in South Main in Fort Loramie. We've truly gone local. We found out from you, the customer, exactly what products you want to see on our shelves inside the market at Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie. We now offer Winner's Meats, Mahaffey Pies, Weaver Brothers Eggs and Cheeses, and Hunt Brothers Pizza. At Schaefer Market, sample our hot daily lunches and the Market Deli Sub Shop, which features fresh-to-order subs, salads, and wraps. And you'll like our new station that serves up piping hot coffee. Plus, we offer a more varied selection of soft drinks. Stop by today, see all the new items, as well as your old favorites at Schaefer Market, formerly Wagner's. Locally owned and operated, Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie is your new community go-to store. But the Redskins, a little fumble-itis themselves, ball lost in the offensive backfield, play aborted. Hart manages to gather it. Setback of 4, second and 14, Fort Loramie on the Redskins 16. 5.5 to go, second quarter. Fort Loramie in the lead, 14-0. Snap to Hart, fakes the inside handoff. Dials up Maurer on the outside, catches at the line of scrimmage. Look at him go. He streaks up and over the 25, the 30. Still on the loose. Caught from behind at the 35-yard line. First and 10, Fort Loramie. Officials say his knee touchdown at the 33. Another proud sponsor here on ScoresBroadcast.com, Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Schaefer Propane provides propane to farms, home businesses, and trucking companies. Schaefer Oil offers these same customers gasoline and diesel fuels. Schaefer Oil, a distributor of Marathon and Sunoco gasoline and diesel. This is a four-generation business started in 1945 by Elmer Schaefer, and the legacy continues today with many of the great-grandkids becoming a part of the firm. Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Pleased to partner with Scores Broadcast and help power the online coverage of the region's young students and athletes who are our future leaders. Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Energy for today and tomorrow. But the Redskins with a short advance on first down, picked up 1. Hart sneaked over right tackle, 2nd and 9, Fort Loramie. Line of scrimmage, the Redskins 33, 4:10 left to go here in the second quarter. Hart on the inside handoff. And it's a good run outside left tackle. Ball is being strung to the far side of the field. It's Cantwell dashing beyond the numbers toward the bench of Spencerville. Tackled from behind at the 47. He rumbled for first down yardage. Fort Loramie's been getting its skill players out into open space. Fort Loramie's defense has bottled up the wing tee of Spencerville so far. In fact, the Bearcats simply can't get to the outside with the run game. 3:40 left in the second quarter. Fort Loramie to the line of scrimmage. Redskins take a timeout. 3:38 to play till halftime. 14-0 Redskins on scoresbroadcast.com.
Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney, got its roots in 1986 when Dave's father, Kenny, started the business on the side from the ground up.
My dad began to scratch the surface in the field of excavation over 60 years ago when there was a true art to being a heavy equipment operator. He only had his skills to rely on, not the technology that we have today. When I was about 22, my dad took me on full-time.
Kenny Nagel offered his son, Dave, some early advice.
Dad would come by my job site and let me know how I could be more efficient on the job. He inspired me to be more productive for the customer, to accomplish things right the first time and in less time.
Today, Dave Nagel Excavating has succeeded in a big way, serving as site contractor for Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village school expansion projects. Additional work has grown Superior Aluminum in Rushi, Hart Hartzell Propeller in Piqua, and numerous other businesses in the region.
Dave Nagel Excavating is a family-owned business. We are dedicated to creating lasting relationships with every client based on a foundation of trust and quality work.
Dave Nagel also donates time, work, and materials for many community projects.
My son, Dave Jr., will be the third generation to continue shaping the earth to meet your needs.
Dave Nagel Excavating on State Route 47, west of Sydney.
As we return to action here on ScoresBroadcast.com, Ray Hoying just caught a middle screen for Fort Loramie, and he broke about five or six tackles right down the middle of the field. Looked like he was going to be stopped numerous times. Big Ray Hoying, all 6'4 of him, shedded tackler after tackler, and away he went, 53-yard touchdown. And the Redskins, as we come back to live action, Bolt on top 20-0, make it 21-0 on the PAT. But Thomas Hoying, I tell you what, the rain stopped in the early moment of this game, and Fort Loramie's taking advantage. The Redskins' offense is in high gear, and the defense is performing the best it has all year long. 21-0 Redskins on a beautiful slip screen. It went from the QB Hart to Ray Hoying, and it's 21-0. The home team on top, 3:24 left second quarter on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super Strip Loin Steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Meyer's is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout for Meyer's at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
Well, the Fort Loramie Redskins are taking advantage of the weather change. The rain has quit. The wind has stopped blowing, and the Bearcats of Spencerville start first and 10 from their own 22 and down 21-0. The visiting team is forced to do what it doesn't like, and that's throw the football, and the quarterback, Carter Orr, throws it right to a Fort Loramie player. Far hash mark, it's intercepted. Redskins take over at the 27-yard line. I'm going to ask the coaches here next door, who was that on the pick for Fort Loramie? Who made the interception for the Skins? Thomas Hoying on the intercept. Big play. Redskins start first and 10 from the 27 of the Bearcats. And my goodness, a touchdown here would give Fort Loramie a whopping 4-score lead. Here's Hart back at the 35. Looks middle of the field. Throwing down near the goal line. Double covered is Maurer. It is no good. Incomplete. And thank goodness that pitch by Hart was low. Had it been off the ground high enough, it might have been intercepted. Fort Loramie needs to take care of the ball here and cash in and turn this into a 28-0 rout by halftime. Redskins to the line of scrimmage, 27 of the Bearcats. Fort Loramie's Hart takes the snap, fakes the inside handoff, and then delivers a short pass to the man whom he faked the ball to originally. I think it was Cantwell who snared it left sideline. Good play by Fort Loramie. It deceived the Bearcats of Spencerville. Cantwell caught it far side of the field at the 27 or 28, and he zipped all the way down inside the 10 and got to the 6.
It was knee touchdown at the 8 is where it's marked for play. Goal to go, Redskins. Under 3 to play here in the second quarter. Fort Loramie already leading 21-0. Redskins to the line of scrimmage. Fort Loramie performing quite well here in the first half of this game after playing the final three quarters against LCC very well last week. And we've got a pre-snap penalty. No, a timeout called by the Bearcats of Spencerville. No, Spencer Wells took the time before the second down and goal play from the 8. Scoreboard does read second down for Fort Loramie upcoming. I'd like to remind you that A&M Pallet on Rangeline Road in Rushi once began way back in 1986 with one customer. And today, nearly four decades later, A&M Pallet serves 200 additional businesses across the Buckeye State, including 60 of them less than 75 miles away. And these regional customers and their employees benefit from A&M and its support for the high-quality education and great variety of sports programs our local schools provide. Plus, A&M Pallet and Rushi is pleased to promote pride in our communities, which offer a great place to live, work, receive an education, and raise families. And if you're looking for work, A&M Pallet has entry-level positions available on its first shift, Monday through Thursday, from 6 to 4. Just message us on Facebook or call 937-295-3093. Redskins to the line of scrimmage from the 8-yard line, and it's a touchdown run between left guard and tackle. I think it was Roger Hoying who cracked in from 8 yards away, his second touchdown in the last few minutes. And the Redskins have taken a 27-0 lead and are overpowering Spencerville in a commanding way here tonight. Thomas Hoying on for his fourth conversion try. He's 3 for 3 so far. Good snap. Ball spotted down. Kick by Hoying. Yepper. Another one. Center cut. 2.5 to go till halftime. 28-0 Fort Loramie over Spencerville on scoresbroadcast.com.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a 2-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
And as we were saying a few minutes ago, A&M Pallet in Rushi has positions available first shift Monday through Thursday from 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. Message us on Facebook or call 937-295-3093, 295-3093, A&M Pallet, A&M, affordably manufactured in Rushi. Here is Spencerville on 1st and 10 after the kickoff return to the 30, and it's a flat pass nearly intercepted, deflected by the Redskins. The ball falls harmlessly to the turf, far sideline, 2nd and 10 for Spencerville. And I've got the Bearcats down officially for just one first down so far in this game, and I think 5 punts. Just over 2 to play in the second quarter. Fort Loramie is blowing out the Bearcats to the tune of 28-0. Quarterback Carter Orr in the wing tee under center. Gives it off on the play to Grady Smith. Smith churning between left tackle and guard. Slants ahead for about 3 or 4.
It's going to set up third and five or six to go for a first down for the Bearcats. And a timeout is called. Fort Loramie conserving the clock. 2:09 to go. Second quarter, 28-0 Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
The Gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the Gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center at 101 East Pike in Jackson Center does it all, and very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, medications packaged by day and time, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and nearby towns. Walk-in flu and virus vaccines from 2 to 5 p.m. weekdays and from 10 to 12:30 on Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness now features Jackson Center Tigers wearing apparel, so you can feel well and look sharp. 937-596-8100. Open weekdays 10 to 6 and 10 to 1 Saturdays. In-store shopping and curbside pickup. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center in Jackson Center. Doing everything well to keep you well.
On third and seven for Spencerville from the Bearcats 33-yard line, the quarterback, Carter Orr, retreats to throw and fires a bomb middle of the field for wideout Dylan Short, the 6-foot junior. He's covered pretty well. Ball thrown over the wrong shoulder. Short cannot make the catch. And for the sixth time in the first two quarters of this game, Spencerville punts the football out of bounds in the vicinity of the 38 or 39-yard line of Fort Loramie. That's where the Redskins start first and 10. The official strides forward and marks it for play at the 42. Fort Loramie has utilized its timeouts. Spencerville's got three left. 28-0 lead for Fort Loramie. It has been a great first half for the Redskins, and the weather has improved in a big-time way over the last 45 minutes to an hour. Rain came to a halt in the first minute or two of the game. The wind died down. We're in a big dry slot for the next several hours, and Fort Loramie's taking advantage. Redskins defense has been great. Passing game awesome. Here's a long throw by Hart. He airs one out down the left side of the field, intended on the play for Maurer. It's out of bounds at about the 25. Second and 10 Redskins from their own 42. Coming up here at the halftime, we'll share about 4 minutes of our halftime programming 2 weeks ago when we had on the air with us four senior volleyball players from Fort Loramie. Redskins volleyball team 16-1 on the year. Ranked number one in the state in Division 7 on the road tomorrow at Marion Local. Fort Loramie volleyball featured at halftime. John Rogers in his 18th year as the head coach. Redskins throw a middle screen. It is Eilerman catching at about the 43, hit hard at the 45, decked there. Third and 7 or 8 to go for the Redskins. Clock running, a minute 30 to go in the second period. Fort Loramie hustling up to the line of scrimmage. Receivers to the left and right. Hart in the pocket, 8 yards behind the line. It's an up and out near sideline for Maurer. Maurer with a leaping catch at the 21, but did he push off? Interference flag thrown. Let's see what the referee has deemed. I thought Maurer might have laid a hand on the defensive back for Spencerville, but is the foul against the Bearcats. The referees confer, and I think the play is going to stand. Maxwell Maurer with a leaping catch, and it was grand. Phenomenal play by Maurer, who's had a sensational night receiving the football, and Fort Loramie's at the 20, first and 10. Like he left a springboard, Maurer jumped off the ground
and virtually parallel to it, picked off the pass. There was contact about 5 yards previous while the ball was in the air, and I thought maybe Maurer might have laid a hand on the receiver. I probably saw a reaction to the first bump by the defender. Here is a screen to the left. Well done by Fort Loramie, one of those fire drill screens, and it's caught in the play by Eilerman, and he bolts down inside the 10, the 5, got close to the goal line. Redskins use that play so well. You'll see it once or twice a quarter even, several times a game, and it usually goes for 10 or 15 yards. Running play by Fort Loramie from the 1 or 2. It's stuffed behind the line. Ray Hoying is nailed back close to the 5. 34 seconds to go in the first half. Fort Loramie can't stop the clock. Redskins out of timeouts, leading 28-0. Up to the line of scrimmage. Ball marked for play at the 3.5. It is Hart, the quarterback, calls his own number. Wriggles down to the 2, the 1. Did he get the ball above the plane? And the officials are going to unpile. It was not Hart. It was Ray Hoying. Don't think he got in. Clock is stopped as the teams unpile. 17.4 to go. Line of scrimmage is going to be down around the 1.5. Goal to go, Redskins. 28-0 lead for Fort Loramie. Officials have huddled up across the way, and I'm not sure what this is all about. Spencerville's down 4 scores, and the Bearcats are in a heap of trouble, given the bread and butter on offense is that wing T, which doesn't score quickly. And Fort Loramie's got a 4-touchdown margin, shooting to make it a 5-TD advantage. There may have been a penalty on the play against Fort Loramie. No, it's just a case of where the ball should be officially spotted, and it's marked for play at the 1. Goal to go, Redskins, 17.4 to go here in the second quarter. Fort Loramie on top with 4 touchdowns. Fort Loramie to the line of scrimmage as the official winds the clock. 10, 9, snap back to Hart. Redskins are going to throw it on 3rd down. It's a look-in pass, and it's caught. Touchdown. Well done on the play by Allerman. Quick slant. Fort Loramie couldn't afford to run it. If they didn't get in, time would expire. So Fort Loramie wisely threw it, and it was a nice pass play to Eilerman, who stepped in front of the defender. Got to 2 or 3 steps into the end zone. Good timing play. Hart hit him right on the button. And Fort Loramie's out in front 34-0 with 0.2 seconds to go in the first half. The kick by Hoying is booted through. He smacks another one on a line right between the uprights. Inside a second to go in the first half of this game, Fort Loramie up 35-0 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Do you want your car to look darn near brand new again? Hyatt's Details and Rentals on Route 66 in Newport can refresh your vehicle just the way you want it. Paint protection, scratch removal, waxing and polishing, rims, grills, bumpers, and more. Hyatt's will shampoo and fluff your carpet and give the inside panels and dash a great looking glow. Hyatt's professional window tinting enables you to choose from many shades for a sleek look and added privacy. No detail too small for Hyatt. Details are our business. Cars and campers, trucks and tractors, boats and buses, even semis. Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport renews the appearance of anything on wheels. 937-295-5268. The best and most popular detailing service for 50 miles around is Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport. We'll put a smile on your face and a shine on your car.
But the clock winds on the kickoff by Fort Loramie. Actually, 3 or 4 seconds were put back on the clock, and the boot down to the 15-yard line of Spencerville is run back by Grady Smith to the 30, and we still have 0.8 seconds to go. 0.8 seconds remaining, second quarter, Fort Loramie blistering Spencerville, 35-0, and we'll have a continuous clock at the start of the third quarter of this game. Spencerville to the line of scrimmage. Under center is Carter Orr. gives it straight ahead to Smith. He bucks for three, maybe four. That's it. First half all Fort Loramie as the Redskins are bearing the Bearcats of Spencerville 35-0 after two periods of play on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rod and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. Okay. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs? Reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E. Affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs. We build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
The Palazzo in Botkins is absolutely perfect. It's fantastic for your wedding reception.
Kayla Grevy and her husband Eric held their reception at the Palazzo for 450 people.
The Palazzo looked amazing that night. The food was out of this world, and Taylor and her staff were awesome to work with.
The Palazzo in Botkins is a spacious 8,000 square foot banquet hall. It's hosted wedding ceremonies and receptions, corporate parties, and many other special events for more than 20 years.
From start to finish, set up to clean up, we do it all at the Palazzo and make it really easy on our guests.
Taylor Cottrell, general manager of the Palazzo.
Some venues are several thousand dollars to rent, but we are much more affordable with full service, great food selections, and the bar package option you prefer.
People from Lima to Dayton and all over Western Ohio have enjoyed the Palazzo at 309 South Main Street in Botkins. Phone 937-693-6325. The Palazzo. For big gatherings, it's your perfect party place.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Welcome back. Hello once again here at Fort Loramie High School Football Stadium. Redskins are clobbering Spencerville 35-0 after two quarters of play. That late second quarter interception, but Thomas Hoying, I think, advanced him to a spot where he is now tied for career picks. He's at the 9 or 10 mark. Unofficially, that was Hoying on the interception, and he has now tied the school career interception record here at Fort Loramie. Redskins, a perfect first half. The only blemish, an interception thrown by Gabe Art, might have denied another touchdown. We will have a running clock here at the outset of the third quarter of play. Redskins in the lead by a 35-0 score, and at 4, 5, 6 o'clock, it looked like the wing tee offense of Spencerville might benefit from a super rainy night, a sloppy field. It looked like the Groundhogs might have the advantage, but the rain quit opening minute of this game. The wind has died down considerably. We're in a dry slot as the weather has moved off to the north and west, and Fort Loramie's taken advantage of the dry conditions and has played a splendid first half, the best first two quarters of the year for Fort Loramie by far. 35-0 Redskins over Spencerville. I bet you didn't know that the village of Rushi is home to a company that serves Ohio and parts of Indiana, Michigan, and the Midwestern U.S. It's O'Reilly Machine Tool Services. It's in big demand, offering tool sharpening, recoating, special grinds at a fraction of the replacement cost. We will grind your first 10 tools free at O'Reilly Machine Tool Services in Rushi. Typical turnaround a week. O'Reilly also accepting applications in person at 560 East Main in Rushi for experienced machinists and other entry-level spots. And you can also contact us online at O'ReillyMTS.com. That's O'ReillyMTS.com. For machine tool services, MTS.com, O'Reilly Machine Tool Services. Pleased to take part in the coverage of high school sports here on scoresbroadcast.com and supports the region's academic and athletic programs. If you cannot attend the big game, join O'Reilly Machine Tool Services and scoresbroadcast.com for all the exciting action. We will return in just a few minutes with our halftime programming when we come back. 35-0 Fort Loramie over Spencerville on scoresbroadcast.com.
The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
Hello again. Welcome back here to Fort Loramie High School. Redskins lead Spencerville 35-0 at half. And our halftime segment being brought to you by Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie and by Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Five touchdowns for the Redskins, who scored on 5 of 7 possessions in that first half. Spencerville blanked. Bearcats unofficially won first down and at least 5 punts in the first two quarters. Fort Loramie scoring. Gabe Hart, 7 minutes left in the opening period. He dashed in from 6 yards away to make it 6-0 extra point, but Thomas Hoying was perfect. And then at the 4-minute mark of the first quarter, Maxwell Maurer an 80-yard touchdown reception, broke three or four tackles at the 50. He had men draped all over him. He just brushed them aside, and away he went. PAT by Hoying, good again. And after one, Fort Loramie led by a 14-0 count. Ray Hoying, with 3:24 to go in the first half, tallied on a 53-yard slip screen. Ball thrown to him by Gabe Hart, the QB. Again, Thomas Hoying on the point after, and Fort Loramie was up 21-0. That score by Hoying was the first of three touchdowns by Fort Loramie in the final three and a half of the second period. With 2:30 to go, Redskins scored again, an 8-yard bolt up the middle by Hoying to make the score 27-0. Thomas Hoying smacked home the extra point to make it 28-0. And then on the next to last play of the first half, a nice tight throw by the quarterback Hart to Eilerman, who stepped across the goal line a yard or two in the end zone, a short, quick slant. Hart hit him with a bullet for the TD. Redskins out of timeouts, couldn't afford to run the ball for fear of not getting it into the end zone before time expired. The extra point by Hoying, again, good. Thomas knocked it through. He was 5 for 5, plus a pick in that first half of action. A great first half of play for Thomas Hoying. Fort Loramie's defensive line stopped Spencerville cold. Bearcats averaged about 2.5 yards per carry in the first two quarters of this game. Fort Loramie's defense is stellar here in this game. Linebackers Carter Eilerman, Ray Hoying, Eli Grudich. Defensive end Lewis Hart. Defensive end Caleb Bergman. Nose guard Alex Massey. And in the secondary, the nickelback Thomas Hoying. Safeties Maxwell Maurer, Anderson Plyman, and cornerback Zach Dews, Cole Barhorst. They were terrific in the first half of play as Fort Loramie's D shuts out Spencerville, and the Redskins have amassed a 35-0 lead here at intermission. Our halftime report being brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins and Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Loramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Height Camp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Height Camp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnippel is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnippel is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippelconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Bakken's.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnippel Construction in Bakken's. Building excellence.
Welcome back to Fort Loramie. Redskins 35, Spencerville nothing. We'll have our halftime programming in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review, so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain, and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Loramie.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
It is 35-0 Fort Loramie in the lead over Spencerville after two quarters. We're about 5 minutes away from the start of our second half. We will have a continuous clock and conceivably a pretty quickly played second half. It was a brisk first two quarters because Spencerville went three and out at least four times. And Fort Loramie rattled off touchdown plays, five of them in fast order as well. If you haven't noticed, the Fort Loramie volleyball team rolling right along, 16-1 on the year, ranked first in the state in Division 7. Redskins defeated New Bremen last Saturday in a match I saw, 25-12, 25-17, 12-25, and 26-24. Down Fairlawn on Thursday night at 25-17, 9-16 to go to 16-1. Head coach John Rogers in year number 18 has got a total of eight seniors. They are talented. Victoria Mesher, Katie Luthman, Avery Brandewee, Jenna Barhorst, Deanna Rodeheffer, Allie McCumber, Julian Geyer, Anna Ruinkamp, a grand total of 12, or I should say of eight 12th graders on the club. Jenna Hoying, a junior. Izzy Meyer, a junior. Madison Shadow, Tessa Berger, Corinne Hulsher, Charlie Albers, all sophomores, and Chloe Bruns is a freshman. As I noted, head coach Rogers in year number 18, and it is a dynamite team in action tomorrow, by the way, at Marion Local. Varsity match might start around 11 o'clock or so. 2 weeks ago here on scoresbroadcast.com at halftime, we had on the air with us four of the Fort Loramie volleyball seniors. Grand total of four were with us, and they included Avery Brandewee, Victoria Mesher, Jenna Barhorst, and Katie Luthman. Katie the libero, leading the team in digs. Avery, outside hitter, recently went over 500 spikes for her career. Also a member of the basketball state championship team, as was Victoria Mesher, who is the middle hitter in volleyball. She's headed to Findlay to play volleyball, joining Kenzie Holscher and Maya Maurer. Jenna Barhorst, the setter. She's on to Xavier after Fort Loramie, and she just recently became the all-time assist leader for Fort Loramie volleyball. Here is a four-minute segment of the halftime 2 weeks ago, and I opened it up by asking the four young ladies to highlight in a few words, or maybe a single word, what best describes Fort Loramie volleyball here in 2024. I've got Katie Luthman to my left, libero, leading the team in digs. I'm going to ask each of you young ladies, 1, 2, 3, 4, then we'll come back, 4, 3, 2, 1, come up with a word or two or a short phrase that best describes this year's Fort Loramie volleyball team, and you can't repeat. You've got to be new, unique, and different. Here we go, Katie. Comment number one.
Goal-driven.
Oh, goal. Gold-driven or goal-driven?
Goal. Goal.
G-O-A-L. I knew what you said. I knew it. Okay. Jenna Barhorst, number two.
I would say very hard-working.
Very hard-working. That's three words. Okay, Avery Brandewee.
I would say determined.
Determined for sure. Victoria Mesher.
I'll go with tenacious.
Tenacious. I'm not sure what that means. Do you know?
It means you're hardworking no matter what your circumstances look like.
I will describe your trap pressure defense in basketball as tenacious. Oh, boy, it is. And here we go right back, right to left, starting with Victoria again. You got to come up with a new short phrase or word that best describes this edition of Fort Loramie Volleyball in 2024. Victoria, you're on, and the clock is ticking down. You've got 5 seconds, 4, 3.
I'll say gritty.
Gritty. Okay. Gritty. But now the floor is always real clean in the Fort Loramie gym.
Yeah.
So not that kind of gritty.
No, not that kind of gritty. The other good kinds.
Here we go. Avery's on the clock and on the spot.
Experienced.
Oh, that is for sure. Senior-laden club, no doubt about it. Jenna Barhorst, here we go.
Energetic.
Energetic. Oh, that is for certain. And Katie Luthman, number eight.
Hungry.
Ooh, it's halftime at high school football, and I'm very hungry. Okay, let me ask Avery and Victoria, having come off the state championship in basketball last March, what's it like playing on another great John Rogers coached volleyball team, and possibly down the road here in several weeks, having a shot at a state championship in volleyball? I don't want to put a hex on you, but we media folks think long term.
I mean, yeah, we do have to see our goal at the end. We also have to take it one game at a time and just focus on getting better at every practice and every game and playing to our level every game.
Oh, that's for sure. Victoria?
Yeah, we definitely have that goal in mind, but we just take it day by day, and we have to just focus on the next game and not look too far ahead.
Katie Luthman, libero, leader in digs. What's the libero do? I've always asked that question about the volleyball player who's called the libero. And what's your job?
It's a defensive specialist, goes in for, you know, the front row, can go in at any time, and their job is basically to just dig the ball.
And the dig technique, that's something you work on year-round?
Yes. Yep.
And the same with setting. Oh, perform a Jenna Barhorst, what an assist maker. Boy, you set the ball so beautifully. You've got hands and palms and fingers as soft as feathers in a pillow.
Thank you.
Talk about, Jenna, the commitment you make to volleyball a year-round, darn near 12 months of the year.
Yeah, I play JO, and I think I'm really just determined, and just a lot of the team has been determined this year, and I think we really all have been putting an effort in the summer. We've been to a lot of away tournaments, and we've all been really working hard this year. So,
hey, those of you who are in the area and can get out tomorrow morning over to Maria Stein to watch volleyball, check out the Redskins in action versus the Flyers. It should be a great match. Fort Loramie Division 7, Marion Local Division 6. It's the Shelby County Athletic League against the MAC tomorrow. Fort Loramie puts its 16-1 mark on the line against a very strong Marion Local team. A varsity match starting after the JV tilt. Certainly before the noon hour, I would think. Plan on getting there 11:15 if you want to see the entire varsity tilt for sure. As John Rogers, Fort Loramie Redskins, 16-1 on the year, take on Marion Local as they pursue victory number 17 on the campaign at Marion Local High School tomorrow morning. Fort Loramie receiving the opening kickoff to start the second half of this football game tonight here on scoresbroadcast.com is facing a 3rd and 5. Spencerville kicked it deep. Redskins ran 2 plays, netting 5 yards. And then on 3rd down, Hart throws to Maxwell Maurer, middle of the field, and it is too low, no good, incomplete. Continuous clock is rolling. And we are all the way down to 9.5 to go in the third. And at this pace, we're going to have to get commercials in somehow, some way. 35-0 in favor of Fort Loramie. Unless Spencerville scores 7 to get this down below 30, we're going to have a continuous clock the rest of this contest. Fort Loramie facing a 4th and 5, going 3 and out first series, start of the second half. Thomas Hoying back in punt formation, and he loops it far side of the field. Wow, excellent kick. In the air, lights on the ground, in the vicinity of the Spencerville 35. Dandy boot on the play, but Thomas Hoying, he's had quite a performance tonight. An interception, which unofficially ties him for the career interception mark here at Fort Loramie. I think it's 9 or 10. It might be double digits. He's punted extremely well, drilled home 5 PATs. Spencerville starts 1st and 10 from its own 35, and the clock is winding down. Punt went out of bounds, but the clock didn't halt. Here comes the quarterback. 6'4", senior Carter Orr, hand off to Grady Smith, around right in. He's picking his way, weaving, gets over the line of scrimmage, and that's it. He's decked at the 36. Boy, the wing tee has produced no better than 2 yards a carry or less all night long for Spencerville. Fort Loramie has snuffed it out. And it's not like you don't know what's coming. That's the M.O. for Spencerville and head coach Kyle Koenig. Run that wing tee, and we're going to block it, and you're going to have to stop it. But Spencerville, unfortunately, for the 3rd week in a row now, has gotten much too far behind to be able to catch up running the ball play after play. Here's Grady Smith cutting it back to the left, up and over the 40, and he knifes to the 43-yard line. He has sat down right there, leaving Spencerville a 3rd and 2. 5 minutes gone here in the second half of this game. Quickly to the line of scrimmage, Orr brings his team up. Deep handoff to Grigsby. Grigsby barrels outside right tackle. He's pushed to the turf at the 45. He's got the first down right at the line to gain. First and 10 for Spencerville. And unofficially, that is first down number 2 in this entire game so far for the Bearcats. Only 2 first downs. Well, the linebackers for Fort Loramie have played splendidly. Carter Allerman, Ray Hoing, Eli Grudich. Defensive ends, Lewis Hart, Caleb Bergman. Here's the handoff on the play to Sensabaugh for the Spencerville Bearcats. And he features a good run to the outside. Picks up 5. Tackled on the numbers right in front of the Bearcats bench, far side of the field. Zach Dews for Fort Loramie came up to make the stop. 2nd and 5 for the Bearcats. Running play near side. Good blocking. Tackle broken. McGrady Smith. He's into the secondary. He's at the Fort Loramie 40. 35. Caught from behind at the 31 or 2. 1st and 10 Bearcats. The third first down of this game. 5:50 left in the third quarter. Fort Loramie in the lead. 35-0. That was a lot of fun there in halftime, listening to the volleyball players from Fort Loramie for the 8 seniors. Here comes Spencerville to the line of scrimmage, and a timeout is called. 5:35 to go in the third. That's one of the few things that will stop the clock when it is in the continuous mode because of the Fort Loramie 35-zip lead. Midway through the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
Who's the big boy? Who's daddy's big boy? Big boy.
Just what is it about Frisch's Big Boy? Is it their 2 delicious 100% beef patties? Or that secret tartar sauce? I mean, it is the original. Or those hand-breaded golden onion rings? And what about their hot fudge cake? Hey, big guy. Let's go to Big Boy. Frisch's. Just gotta have my big boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
On 1st and 10 for Spencerville from the Fort Loramie 38, it is Grady Smith, a run to the right, and he's met solidly by Hart of Fort Loramie. Good stop by Lewis, who planted a shoulder on him, right up the gut. It is handoff on the play to Grigsby. Grigsby breaks a tackle. Good jump cut in the middle. Slides to the outside. Hash mark numbers inside the 20. Romping to the 10. Caught from behind at the 4. 4:40 left here in the third. 35-0 Fort Loramie. A touchdown here by the Bearcats would take off the continuous clock. Goal to go for Spencerville, which has been blank so far in this game. Redskins obviously have taken the heat off a little bit. Here's a handoff right up the gut. It is Grigsby barging to the 1. Did not quite get in. Goal to go. 2nd down coming for the Bearcats. 4 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Redskins beginning NWC play in this inaugural season of Northwest Conference action with 3 home games in succession, beating Convoy Crestview 28-21, losing to Lima Central Catholic 28-21, and blowing out Spencerville here tonight as the Bearcats run it right up the middle. It's Grady Smith. He plows over for the touchdown. 35-6, Fort Loramie leading with 3:46 to go in the third. As I mentioned, the continuous clock will be off. And we'll be back to conventional high school football with the normal stoppages of the clock on the scoreboard
PAT tribe. Is Spencerville high in the air? It is plenty long enough, but it sails to the right of the post. It's no good. 35-6 Fort Loramie, 3:45 to go in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
And don't forget the Lakeside subdivision in Fort Loramie is accepting lot reservations. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster for more information. I'll give you that phone number once more momentarily. The Woodland subdivision in Botkins, building there as well as Wygant Real Estate and Development, and three subdivisions in the Minster area as Fort Loramie generates a good kickoff return from the 15-yard line to the near sideline, 30, 35, close to the 40. And that was Thomas Hoying, I believe, on the return. He was sandwiched out of bounds at the 39-yard stripe, 1st and 10 Redskins. Clock stopped, 3:36 to go in the third. No longer do we have a continuous clock, 35-6 score, as Spencerville has whittled the deficit to less than 30. Gabe Hart is in the shotgun spread, 5 yards behind the line, sends a man in motion, and it is Ray Hoying who gets the call. He swerves to the left between left tackle and his tight end and cracks ahead for a couple. Grigsby for Spencerville upends him after a 3-yard gain, second down and 7. 3:14 to go in the third. 35-6, Fort Loramie is in the lead over Spencerville. Wygant Real Estate and Development, located in Minster. Give those folks a call for more information about lots available in the Wygant subdivisions in Fort Loramie, Botkins, and Minster. Hart back to pass, looks down the left side of the field. I was distracted momentarily. No receiver was open. He cocked his arm to throw. The ball came flying off his fingertips, and it's ruled a fumble, not an incomplete pass, and Spencerville takes over. Bearcats football at the 33. Awkward-looking play, as Gabe may have been wise to just abort it completely, tuck it under his shoulder, and to take the quarterback sack, but he tried to make a play and raise the arm up, extend it, and pitch it downfield. And he was surrounded by white jerseys from Spencerville, who creamed him behind the line and forced the fumble. Bearcats football, 1st and 10, 32-yard line of Fort Loramie, 2:48 to go here in the third. Oh, the quarterback, Carter Orr, wants to throw. He fires between the numbers and hash mark near side. Yes, it's caught. Rolling on the ground is the wide receiver. It is hauled in by Bassett, the tight end. Had he managed to stay on his feet, he would have been gone for 6. 1st and 10, 14-yard line for Spencerville, which doesn't throw it often. Here's Carter Orr, offensive backfield. Hands it off to Grady Smith. Look at Grady Smith go. Gets a block. Another one out in front of him is Whitney. It's a touchdown from 11 yards away. Zipping into the end zone, Grady Smith for Spencerville. And in less than 2 minutes, the Bearcats have tallied a couple touchdowns to make it a 35-12 game.
35-12 as Fort Loramie relaxes just a little bit, and you can bet head coach Spencer Wells will caution his team on the sideline after this two-point try by Spencerville. It's a quick out pass to a receiver flanked 15 yards in the flat. Nobody covers him. A mistake by Fort Loramie, and it's hauled in on the play by Bassett. Two-point conversion good. Fort Loramie 35 and Spencerville 14. As we were saying a few minutes ago, Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster, we help you buy, sell, build, and develop real estate. Phone 419-628-3107, 419-628-3107. With lots available, Lakeside in Fort Loramie, Woodland in Botkins, and three subdivisions in Minster, call Wygant Real Estate and Development today. Well, Fort Loramie has dropped its guard a little bit. Spencerville has tallied two touchdowns late in this third quarter. 35-14, Fort Loramie in the lead on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Well, a super kickoff return by Caden Cantwell of Fort Loramie from the 15 all the way out to the 45-yard line. And then on first and 10, the Redskins' Gabe Hart tries a middle screen, and the ball seemingly popped off the helmet of a Fort Loramie player almost into the grasp of a Spencerville Bearcat lineman. Fort Loramie has seen Spencerville score twice in the span of a couple minutes here late in the third quarter. It's a 35-14 game. Here is Ray Hoying bucking over left guard. No room. Cuts it back to the right. He's tripped up short of the line to gain, and the ball is fumbled. It is rolling to the 42-yard line. Let's see who makes the recovery. Fort Loramie might have gotten it back. And the Redskins did. Oh, what a break for Fort Loramie. Ball marked for play at about the 42. First and 10 Redskins. Hoying might have lost possession when he hit the ground. Couldn't tell because the Fort Loramie bench players were standing and the play finished right in front of them. We couldn't see. But nonetheless, it's Fort Loramie possession. Here's Gabe Hart, the QB, calls his own number. He dials up number 4, and he shoots right up the middle. Good blocking at the point of attack, and he charges ahead for 8 or 9. New line of scrimmage marked for play at the 34-yard line of the Spencerville Bearcats with a minute 22 to go in the third quarter, and Fort Loramie ahead 35-14. Second and 2 coming, and a timeout is called by Fort Loramie. Head coach Spencer Wells wants to make sure that the Redskins get 7 on this drive and put this game away. But back in a couple of minutes on scoresbroadcast.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC plumbing and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve
Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Vinster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Vinster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Vinster. Inquire and request delivery at BurkePetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, Petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
On second and two from the Bearcats 34, the Redskins go with a counter. It's Cantwell, and he's bear-hugged right at the line of scrimmage. No gain. Third and two, Fort Loramie. 34 of Spencerville, 40 seconds to go, third quarter. Redskins 35, Bearcats 14. Man in motion. Hart fakes, the handoff keeps. Oh, he wriggles over the line of scrimmage. He's got a seam, and he cracks down inside the 30-yard line to about the 28. First and 10, Fort Loramie. Final 28 seconds, third quarter upcoming. Fort Loramie led 35-0 at the half, relaxed a little bit late in that third quarter, and gave up a couple quick touchdowns to Spencerville. A big turnover in there by Fort Loramie. And now the Redskins are trying to get back to business. No reason to run a play. And we've got 9 seconds in the play clock. 6 on the scoreboard. Time will expire into 3. Fort Loramie threatening, leading 35-14 over Spencerville on scoresbroadcast.com.
The Plaza in Bakken's is absolutely perfect. It's fantastic for your wedding reception.
Kayla Grevy and her husband Eric held their reception at the Palazzo for 450 people.
The Plaza looked amazing that night. The food was out of this world, and Taylor and her staff were awesome to work with.
The Palazzo in Bakken's is a spacious 8,000-square-foot banquet hall. It's hosted wedding ceremonies and receptions, corporate parties, and many other special events for more than 20 years.
From start to finish, set up to cleanup, we do it all at the Palazzo and make it really easy on our guests.
Taylor Cottrell, General Manager of the Palazzo.
Some venues are several thousand dollars to rent, but we are much more affordable. With full service, great food selections, and the bar package option you prefer.
People from Lima to Dayton and all over Western Ohio have enjoyed the Palazzo at 309 South Main Street in Bakken's. Phone 937-693-6325. The Palazzo. For big gatherings, it's your perfect party place.
Redskins are driving as we start the fourth quarter. First and 10, Spencerville 28. Hart back in the spread, fakes one handoff, then delivers to the second man through as Cantwell around the left end. He's got running room, spun around and downed at about the 16. Play goes for 14 or 15 yards. Grady Smith caught up for Cantwell, who's performed well tonight. He's giving Fort Loramie the added dimension of quickness in that offensive backfield. We've played 30 seconds here in the fourth. 21-point lead, Fort Loramie. Redskins trying to put this game away. Continuous clock is out of reach at the moment. Fort Loramie would have to score twice. Snap back to Hart. He's going to keep it all the way. Digs to the line of scrimmage. Spilled. No gain. Hart downed immediately. Let's give credit where it's due up front for this Spencerville team. Gavin Schwartz met Hart in the trenches and put him to the turf. 15-yard line, second down and 9 for Fort Loramie. A minute gone here in the fourth quarter. Fort Loramie on top at 21 points. Redskins flash two receivers far right, one to the left. Hart fakes the inside handoff. Wide open receiver, right flat. It's caught on the play by Maxwell Maurer at the 16-yard line. Look at him go. Right sideline, five, goal line, in for six more. I think it was Maxwell Maurer. That's the young man to whom I'm giving the touchdown credit, as he was unguarded. And to simply put, Eilerman drew attention over the middle. Two defenders for Spencerville were floating with Eilerman. Maurer was wide open, ignored totally, and Gabe Hart recognized it, flipped it to him pronto, and Maurer snared it, and he was off to the races. A quick 16-yard dash to the end zone. Thomas Hoing with a sixth line drive extra point that is perfection right in the middle. Maybe, what, 10, 12 feet over the crossbar, but smack dab, center cut. 10:41 to go in the fourth, 42-14, Fort Loramie over Spencerville on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
Spencerville Smith returns the kick from the 10 to about the 26 or 27 yard line. That's where the Bearcats start. First down, 10 yards to go. Those two touchdowns in the third quarter by Spencerville were their first points in over 10 quarters of action. Spencerville was blanked in the first half tonight and shut out the last 2 weeks by Bluffton and Columbus Grove. But after Spencerville did put 14 on the board, Fort Loramie rebounded, added 7 to push the 35-14 lead out to 42-14. Here's Grady Smith right up the gut. He lugs it for 3 or 4. A Fort Loramie defender tackles him right around the knees. It is Dews, along with Grudich, making the tackle for Fort Loramie. 2 minutes gone here in the fourth quarter. 42-14, Fort Loramie leads it. Spencerville to the line of scrimmage. Wing T formation all night long. Quarterback Carter Orr under center. Hand off to Grady Smith. And he counters it to the near side. Squeezes out a yard or two, and that's it. This Fort Loramie defense has been stellar all night long. Dews, Barhorst, Maurer, Plyman, Thomas Hoing, Eilerman, Ray Hoing, Grudich, Lewis Hart, Alex Massey, Caleb Bergman. And really coming off a fine defensive performance over the last three quarters a week ago against LCC. You may have heard head coach Spencer Wells give credit to his defensive assistants for the job they did in preparing the club for Lima Central Catholic last Friday night here. And over the last three periods, Fort Loramie's D performed extremely well and has continued that here tonight. A rollout by Carter Orr and a pitch to the near sideline, wide of the mark. 4th and 7, Spencerville, which appears to be disdaining the punt. Line of scrimmage, the 30 of the Bearcats. Receiver flanked far right, one to the left, and the quarterback is in the gun. Unusual look. Throws, far left sideline. Yes, reception made up at the 40. Play good for 10 or 11. Grady Smith was flanked on the play. He was not in his normal running back position. And he went down 10 or 12 yards, curled, and hauled in the pass from Orr. First and 10 Bearcats at their own 40 with 9:10 to go in the fourth quarter. And Fort Loramie leading 42-14. Hand off to Grigsby outside left tackle. And he chugs for three to the 44, and that's it. Actually, it was Sensabaugh on the tackle, met by Ray Hoing. Minimal gain of three. Second down and seven, Spencerville at the Bearcats, 44. Rain quit a minute or two into the game, and that was just what the doctor ordered for Fort Loramie here tonight. The offense was in high gear, notching a couple of first-quarter touchdowns. Three more scores in the dry weather in the second period. Redskins built a 35-0 cushion at the break. Short advance up the middle by Grigsby of Spencerville. He carved out a yard or two. That's it, as he was flattened at about the 45-yard line. Third and six for the Bearcats. 8 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. Fort Loramie had the 28. Carter Orr in the gun. Eludes a sack, late delivery over the middle. Catch made by the receiver at the 35 on the dead run. Look at him go. He's not going to be caught. Touchdown, Spencerville. As the play goes, about 53 yards. Nicely done as Carter Orr hits the wideout short in the middle of the field. He delayed, slipped beyond the linebackers of Fort Loramie. And on the dead run, in between the hash marks, right in the center of the gridiron, he made a neat over-the-shoulder reception, and the throw by Orr was right on the button. And it's 42-20. Head coach Spencer Wells and his staff can't be too pleased with the Redskins giving up three touchdowns here in the second half. In fact, three in the span of about 7 or 8 minutes. Extra point kick is good. And Spencerville cuts the Fort Loramie lead in half, 42-21 Redskins, 7:48 left in the game on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street legal golf cart from Brunson.
So are you dreaming right now of owning a home in the Buckeye State here in Ohio? Not sure you can afford it? Well, with F&M's Ohio Home Buyer Plus Savings Account, that dream is a whole bunch closer than you think. Save money at the incredible 7.5% interest rate with F&M. Designed to help hardworking Ohioans, the F&M Bank Home Buyer Account makes saving for your future easier than ever before. Visit your local F&M Bank location in Sydney, Anna, Jackson Center, or Urbana. Ask about the Home Buyer Plus Savings Account. Ohioans, your dream home awaits. It is very possible. Visit fmbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, terms and conditions apply. Well, Spencerville tries an onside squib kick down the left side of the gridiron, and it is rolling around, and lo and behold, I think Spencerville recovered the football. And the Spencerville Bearcat fans, the couple hundred who made the trip, go crazy. In an uproar is the Spencerville bench across the way. Recovery by the Bearcats at the Fort Loramie 43. Carter Orr to throw on first and 10, and he fires short 20 yards downfield. All of a sudden, Spencerville has turned this into a game. We had a continuous clock at the start of the second half. That's how fast things can be altered in high school football. Fort Loramie relaxed, perhaps got a little complacent, and three touchdowns in the span of about 7 or 8 minutes by Spencerville have enabled the Bearcats to climb back into the contest, and now an onside kick recovered by Spencerville. A running play by Grady Smith here to the left is snowed under by Fort Loramie, a loss of a half a yard or so. It's 3rd and 9 for Spencerville from the Fort Loramie 41-yard line. 7:20 to go here in the fourth quarter. Redskins trying to hang on. Looked like this was going to be a very lopsided blowout. Give the Bearcats of Spencerville all kinds of credit in the world for hanging tough and coming back. And we have got a timeout on the field called by Fort Loramie, which wants to make sure of its defensive call here on 3rd and 9 for the Bearcats from the 41 of Fort Loramie. 7:05 to go in the game. Redskins ahead 42-21 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
And as we return to action, it is a halfback pass tried by Grady Smith. Ball lateral to him by quarterback Carter Orr. He heaves it down the near hash mark, and it looked like the receiver for Spencerville was held up a good 20 yards down the gridiron, and that is the call. Pass interference against Fort Loramie. Good choice by the referee. Pretty good one-on-one coverage. Fort Loramie didn't need to commit the foul. It looked like the play was going to be stopped anyway. And the new line of scrimmage is going to be where? 15 yards from the previous line of scrimmage. So it'll be stepped off from the 41 down to the 26 of Fort Loramie. 7 minutes left in the game. Stranger things have happened. This was once a 35-0 contest. Spencerville, in the last, 8-9 minutes of this contest, late third quarter, early fourth, has outscored Fort Loramie 21-7. Chance to trim Fort Loramie's lead to 14. Grady Smith at the line of scrimmage. He is met head-on in the hole by Ray Hoeing, and he twisted and turned for two. New line of scrimmage for Spencerville is at about the 24-yard line. Second down and 8. Clock running, 6:36 to go in the game. Fort Loramie Redskins have used all their timeouts. Spencerville has 3 left in this half. Slot left, split receiver right. Carter Orr from the gun. Not the wing tee. Oh, he's going to run it. And he's decked behind the line. What a hit. Let's see if we can make out the number. Boy, that was one heck of a defensive stand. And it was either Anderson Plyman who came up to make the hit. Could have been Lewis Hart. They put the sandwich on Carter Orr, and it's 3rd and 13 as Fort Loramie diagnosed that play beautifully. New line of scrimmage, 29 of Fort Loramie. Line to gain, the 16. Carter Orr is going to go under center, or is he? He'll use a timeout first. 5:43 to go in the fourth. 42-21 Fort Loramie. Third and 13 for the Bearcats when we return on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
A very curious call on third and 13 for the Bearcats. A power sweep, a pitch to the left to Grady Smith. And he is stacked up after picking up just a couple. Fourth down and a little over 10 yards to go for the Bearcats. Fort Loramie, 26-yard line. 5.5 to go in the game. Fort Loramie 42, Spencerville 21. If you checked us out at halftime when Fort Loramie led 35-0, it seemed like a blowout. You may have left us. But Spencerville has clawed back into the game. Bearcats on 4th and 10 want to throw. Carter Orr has no chance. The pocket collapses. Down he goes. Way back at the 37. He lost 8 or 9 yards. And Fort Loramie takes over. And that should just about do it. Spencerville needed to score on that trip down the field to cut it to 14 and then recover a second onside kick. They got one earlier and score quickly again and make this nervous for Fort Loramie in the last 2-3 minutes, but it's not going to happen now. Fort Loramie takes over at the 37 of the Redskins. Give the visiting Bearcats a lot of credit for hanging tough and making this a game down to the 5-minute mark in the fourth when trailing 35-0 at the break. Spencerville could have tossed in the towel. Here is Fort Loramie running it, and the ball is toted for 8 or 9 yards. Cantwell has been splendid on the ground. Quick churning legs, but Cantwell all night long. He's been a tough customer for Spencerville to drag to the turf. 8-yard advance, 2nd and 2, 45-yard line of Fort Loramie. 4:47 and counting left here in the fourth quarter. Spencerville, coached by Kyle Koenig, could have said, well, we're down 35-0 at intermission, this game's over, but not the case. Spencerville clawed back into the game, scoring 3 times in the span of about 8 minutes. Fort Loramie runs it to the left, stays in bounds, garners the first down, tackle made at the 50. Well done by Gabe Hart. May recall against Convoy Crestview, Gabe tried to make a play and was stood up at the sideline, had the ball stripped, enabling Convoy Crestview to go down the field and threaten in the final moment, nearly scoring to tie the game or win it. Just then, Gabe Hart got the first down, and he went to the turf. Stayed in bounds, went to the ground. Clock continues to run, 3:56 to go. A new set of 4 for Fort Loramie, which runs it right up the middle. It's Ray Hoing bucking over the 50, 45 of Spencerville, jammed down at the 44. Play good for 7 or 8. Fort Loramie is going to be in position with this first down and one more to kneel down the final 90 seconds to 2 minutes of the fourth quarter of this game and preserve the 42-21 triumph. Redskins on second and two from the Spencerville 44 as we close in on the three-minute mark. Snap back to Hart. Ball dealt to Cantwell, left end, and he cleverly goes down in the numbers. Could have angled all the way to the sideline and gone out of bounds, but he knew the wise thing to do was to keep that clock clicking. 2:56, 2:55 to go. Third down and less than one for Fort Loramie. 42-yard line of Spencerville. And the Redskins, with a first down here, can be in a position to almost take a knee the rest of the way. Uh-oh, we've got movement up front by the defensive nose man for the visiting team, lurching up and over the line of scrimmage on that play. Appeared to be Whitney, or was it his sidekick, a defensive tackle? Clearly offside against the visiting Bearcats, no question about it. And that enables Fort Loramie to get the automatic first. New line of scrimmage is at the 38 with 2:18 to go. Snap back to Hart. And we've got a whistle, a pre-snap foul. And let's see, was a timeout called? Spencerville's got two to use. The legal procedure, it was a before-the-snap penalty against the Redskins. We're all the way down to 2:14 to go. Fort Loramie now with a first and 15. And if you use all 25 seconds on four plays, that will get you to, what, almost a minute and a half. It takes a little time to run each play. Excuse me. So Fort Loramie can just about exhaust the time remaining in this game on this four-play series. Line of scrimmage, the 42 of Spencerville. Redskins hand it off straight ahead. It's Ray Hoing. He won't go down. Stays on his feet. He bucks forward. Look at him go. Chugging to the 30. Would not be denied. Minute 39 to go. Trevor Whitney in there on the stop. Big tackle. Very good player. 6'5", 245, goes both ways for Spencerville. Dynamite man up front. He finally bear-hugged Hoing to the turf. A minute 19 to go. Fort Loramie can run three kneel-downs here by Hart and close out this game. 42-21 lead. 1:08 to go. Second down and three for Fort Loramie. There's the short snap, the kneel down to Hart, who is under center. Down to a minute left. Spencerville's got two timeouts left. Bearcats do not elect to use a remaining timeout. And that's how this game is going to close out, with two more kneel downs by Fort Loramie. 3 yards needed for a first down. Second down at the 30 of Spencerville as we approach the half-minute mark. Hart under center to a knee. And Fort Loramie may not have to run another play. I think that's going to do it, as that play ended with 24 seconds to go in this game, 25 seconds of the play clock. It is in the books. Fort Loramie wins its second NWC game, defeating Northwest Conference opponent Spencerville here tonight by a final score of 42-21. Redskins excelled for the most part tonight, relaxed a little bit late in the third, early in the fourth, but had a dynamite first two quarters. The rain quit, the wind quit, and that was a fine prescription, just what the doctor ordered, and the Redskins got off to a great start for the first time all year long. 14 points in the first, 21 more in the second, and win it 42-21 over Spencerville here on scores.broadcast.com.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber
yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom in Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom in Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
And the Fort Loramie Redskins defeat the Spencerville Bearcats 42-21 here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. We'll do a site survey early in the week, perhaps on Monday, of Columbus Grove. That's Fort Loramie's next opponent on the road for the first time this year in the NWC, a game at Columbus Grove, which entering play tonight was unbeaten. And it's probably the number one favorite to take the NWC crown. Of course, Bluffton and LCC and Fort Loramie may have a lot to say about that. Redskins get a chance at Columbus Grove next week. We could be covering that game for you here on Scores Broadcast. Pregame time, 6:20. Kickoff at 7. Fort Loramie's offense in high gear, two first quarter touchdowns. That matched the sum total of touchdowns in the first quarter all year long through the first five games. Job well done. Fort Loramie ready to play tonight. Touchdowns turned in by Gabe Hart, two by Maxwell Maurer, two by Ray Hoing, one by Carter Eilerman, and the Redskins win it 42-21. We'll be back to wrap it up in a few minutes on scoresbroadcast.com.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at Saul-McGillAndTangemanFH.com.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with ScoresBroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
Well, Fort Loramie's offense was very good tonight. The defense, I thought, was even better. In the first five possessions for Spencerville, five punts, only one first down. The tone set by the Redskins D, and they are our stars of the game. Collectively, the Fort Loramie defense, Zach Dews, Cole Barhorst, Maxwell Maurer, Anderson Plyman, Thomas Hoying, Carter Eilerman, Ray Hoying, Eli Grudich, Lewis Hart, Alex Massey, Caleb Bergman, the entire starting defense gets the game ball, or Clancy's award-winning defense tonight for Fort Loramie. Clancy's Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy. See at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7. Complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over five decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenBallInsurance.com. That's AllenBaugh. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
And welcome back a final time to Fort Loramie High School Football Stadium. Jack Kramer with Derek Olding, and we understand that Bluffton clobbered Lima Central Catholic tonight. Not so surprising that Bluffton won the game, but it was five touchdowns to zip late in the third quarter. Don't know the final. Fort Loramie with the win tonight over Spencerville, 42-21, climbs to 3-3 overall, 2-1 in the Northwest Conference. On the road at Columbus Grove next week for Fort Loramie, as we noted. That is our prime choice for coverage. Next Friday night, we'll do a site survey at Columbus Grove on Monday, and we will inform you on our website early next week as to which game we will cover for sure on Friday night. Columbus Grove will go into that game unbeaten on the year with a mark of 6-0. Spencerville suffers its third straight loss, all in the NWC, to Columbus Grove, Bluffton, and now Fort Loramie. Spencerville returns home next week and meets Allen East. Thanks to Derek alongside pinch hitting for Chuck McBee, all of our online listeners, and with the anticipated very bad weather tonight, we had a slew of them last check by me of Christian Netcast, which does our hosting, not our serving. That is done by 365 Live. But Christian Netcast at one point said we had about 2,600. That was early on third quarter or late in the second. That was our max joined at one time for the night, 2,600 IP addresses. We thank you. We thank you so much. 21-point win before Loramie. Stellar first half, dynamite first quarter. Redskins were great offensively and defensively for about two-thirds or three-fourths of this game. Spencerville did not hang their heads. Bearcats came right back and made this a little bit interesting, forcing Fort Loramie to get first downs to put this game away. Fort Loramie forced Spencerville to turn it over on downs at about the five-minute mark, and that essentially was the contest as the Redskins win it 42-21. Be with us next week, pregame time 6:20 on scoresbroadcast.com. Kickoff at 7. Our first choice is Fort Loramie at Columbus Grove. Don't know for sure yet. We'll know by Monday or Tuesday. Check our scoresbroadcast.com website for our updated schedule for the remainder of the high school football season. For Derek alongside Jack Kramer, bidding you good night from here at Fort Loramie. Redskins defeat Spencerville 42-21.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We've been online covering high school sports for 20 years with LaCow Equipment leading the way. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the pin custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a pin custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie, one of the most popular floor centers for miles around. High quality you can stand on. And Borchers Family Floor is more than just floor. The Palazzo in Botkin. For 20 years, people have enjoyed the Palazzo for wedding ceremonies and receptions and many other special events. We're the perfect party place. Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands. Four locations. One solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnipple built Marriott's and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Dave Nagel Excavating. Just west of Sydney on Route 47. The site contractor for school expansion projects at Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village. Dave Nagel is shaping the earth to meet your needs. SecureCom in Minster. SecureCom. Online at SecureCom.com. We're the pros in protection. And the 17-year Fort Loramie spot. sponsors, M&A Muffler and Tires, Dyers Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time on ScoresBroadcast.com.